Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Welcome back to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast and YouTube video with me, Johnny Pardo. Today, I've got a special guest on with me. So welcome, Minnie.
Hi, so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great for you to be on. So thank you for joining us. I really, really appreciate that. And we're going to get some immense value. So appreciate you being here. So Minnie is a manifestation coach, a content creator, and a beauty business owner from Birmingham in the UK, like myself. Her mission is to empower women to create complete freedom and abundance in their lives. Fantastic mission. Great area to be focusing on. So I'm really looking forward to our conversation. So Minnie, I've done a brief introduction about you there. Would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So as your lovely bio there says, I am a manifestation and mindset coach, and I started doing this over lockdown, because before that I've always been interested in manifestation and personal development, but I was actually working as a performer, a dancer, and a teacher and things of that area, and traveling around. I was actually living in China doing that sort of stuff, and then lockdown came around. I think it gave everyone just a really good chance to be with their own thoughts and process a lot of things. I think there was a lot of interesting kind of energies in society. And I noticed a lot of people have went through really big transformations during that time. And I think for me, it really just pushed me forward with the kind of entrepreneurial spark that was within me. And I'd been on social media for quite a few years as I was traveling around, and I had an Instagram which was really just focused on positivity and empowerment and things like that. And I kind of stumbled into this area of actually coaching people to make those changes and being able to make a bigger impact by working with people more closely. And that's kind of where my journey got started with that. And it's been absolutely amazing, because when you work doing something you're so passionate about and something that really matters to you, it's a journey. It's a journey, and it really does lead you to freedom and abundance. So I think it's kind of that full circle moment of now I'm actually helping other women to do that in their own lives. So yes, that's me.
Brilliant. And you must get quite a lot of energy off doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's so exciting for me to have a career path where I speak to my coaching clients. I have the, you know, calls, and I come off them just buzzing on cloud nine with excitement, definitely.
Awesome. Brilliant. So you're a manifestation coach, and you're really, really enjoying it, and you're getting such energy from it and excitement and those levels. So what is manifestation for you?
That's a great question. So I would classify manifestation as bringing something into reality, making a thought into your physical reality. So I think I kind of like that definition, because it takes it off this pedestal and stops it from being a really big, hard to understand idea, because actually, we're all doing that all the time. It's like a lot of people say, everything is a thought, you know? Someone had to think of the idea to create a car, to create a house, and we're living in this reality of people's thoughts. So really, manifestation is about taking control of that a little bit more and doing that a bit more intentionally and actually being the captain of our life, rather than just drifting through life as a victim to all these outside circumstances.
Love that, what you said about being the captain of our lives. So true. And I suppose quite a lot of that for me, and maybe you'll agree, is keeping focused a little bit more around what we can control and also what we want. I think there's a lot of, and I'm, if you know my stuff, I'm massive on all my like Tony Robbins and Joseph McClendon, who's one of the guys he works with, who's a neuropsychologist, psychologist, practical psychologist. And they particularly talk about, but there's lots to talk about in the personal growth space about, if you're looking towards what you don't want, you're going to, like you were just talking about being the captain, I was just thinking captain of your ship, you're probably going to steer into the negative things. But if you're actually focusing on what you want, these good thoughts and where you want to go, that's really, really going to help. So I love what you said about being the captain of your own ship. So that's definitely a beneficial thing for people to do rather than focus on all the things they can't control. Because I think particularly and it might be something you've sort of discovered in lots of coaching sessions, but people tend to focus a lot, would you say, on what they can't control outside of themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why mindset is such a big part of manifestation. And to me, the two can't really exist without, you know, manifestation can't really be achieved in the way that we'd want it to if you're not taking control of your mindset and looking at your mindset. Because, yeah, I think obviously we have our natural biological tendencies to look at the negatives, to keep ourselves safe, all of that sorts of things. Then we've got all of societal pressures, which can a lot of the time I find be really harmful, really negative, and steer us towards things that don't actually cause us to feel happy and fulfilled. So we're kind of like wading through all of this stuff in our brain. And if we don't actually, like you said, do something to take control of that, to look at our mindset and actually consciously choose where we want to focus, it can get very frustrating and not exactly lead us where we want it to go.
Yeah, totally agree. And obviously those are probably a couple of the challenges people may have, I guess, around manifestation a little bit. What would you say are the main challenges you sort of discover when you're helping people with manifestation?
I think you made a great point when you said focusing on what we can control, because I'd say that is one of the biggest things. Because when we are manifesting, and in my beliefs, we really do have unlimited potential, and we can choose to create a life that is beyond our dreams. But a lot of the time when we're sitting here in our current reality, only ever experiencing what we've experienced before, we look at these huge goals that we have and we can get so caught up in the, how am I going to do that? How am I going to make this happen? And we want to control every little detail. Which is just going to drive us crazy. It's not going to be sending out the right intentions at all. And it's really going to be, again, it's not going to be good for our mindset. So I think we do a lot of work with releasing the need to control every detail, releasing our beliefs of what's possible for us to create a big vision. So I would say that stuff of letting go, just letting go of your old beliefs, letting go of your need to control, letting go of how things have been in the past, letting go of what other people have think about you. All of those things are kind of the biggest things that come up for me. So it's really more of what you are letting go of rather than new things that you need to do. It's kind of coming back to a simpler way of life, really, who you really are, without all of these things that have been layered on top.
Yeah, I love it. And when you were saying working and addressing some of the old things that perhaps that are holding us back, sometimes we're not always consciously aware of what they are. For me, the three S's came into my head then as a method I've been taught, which are state, story, strategy. And often people start with a strategy of like, I want to get to this, but yet they might have this old story that they've not addressed yet. And they're perhaps not in the right state in terms of getting in the right mood, feeling good. And then they need this, this story that's going to help them, because if we've got this sabotaging story, and I've been there, like, admittedly in my life, like, think, oh, I'm going to do this, and I sabotage myself, particularly in my earlier 20s, it's because we've not got this story. So I'm glad you brought up the point about actually having to let go of some of these old beliefs and things like that. So I think that's some very valuable information there you've given. So
thank you.
So as a just kind of I sometimes ask other coaches this, but because it's quite useful for people to know, and that's why I try and be quite open myself. But when you were starting on this coaching journey, I mean, what kind of perhaps challenges did you face within yourself? I mean, was there kind of any fears or worries about what you were doing? Just kind of if you were happy to sort of like share maybe some one or two of the challenges you faced.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think entrepreneurship in general, whatever kind of route you're going on, is such an amazing personal development journey. And that's one of the things that I love about it, because it forces you to work on your confidence and your self-esteem, because there's no one else that's going to tell you what to do. You have to trust yourself to make every decision, mostly along the way. So I think stepping even more into my power of trusting my decisions was something that came up, because there is, I think, something that a lot of coaches go through is the fact that we have so much value to give. We have so much lessons we've learned. And it's like, okay, so who do I speak to? What is my message? What is the way that I can package everything that I know to be able to actually share this with other people in the best way? So there's a lot of refining that has to be done, I think, when you're starting out as a coach and setting up your business, your brand, who you're going to be as a coach, how you're going to structure your coaching. There's so many decisions to be made. And for me, it was about just really coming into my power of trusting those decisions and releasing any fears of failure, because we want to get things right. And I think I've come even more into the knowing that it's not about getting things right. It's about the journey and the experience. And there is really no such thing as failure. And the more and more that I step into that belief, the more I learn, the more I grow, the more opportunities open up to me. So I'm really focusing on, still at the moment, just continuing to allow myself to move through the resistance to fear and failure, and just allow myself to grow and experience, and just boldly move with my choices at each time. And I think that allows you to grow. And I think it's a thing as well, like, as a new coach, you think, oh, when I get my first clients, then I'll know what I'm doing. Then you get your first clients, it's like, oh, when I get to this, then I'll know what I'm doing. But I think you realize it's a continual evolution. And no matter where you are in your business, in your life, you're still going to be having to move through those things to put that fear aside and trust yourself.
Yeah, totally agree with the whole journey thing. And it's always an ongoing process. I mean, some of my heroes, or, well, people I admire anyway, like Dean Graziosi, for example, who's a world-class marketer, one of the best marketers and salesmen in the world. He's just one of the most passionate people I see, and he's just like, he's always, you know, selling but as a service, and he really helps people sell what they're about as well. And he admits, like, oh, he gets like this imposter syndrome popped up for him sometimes, and this fear. So I always make it a really important note that it's not that these confident appearing people, like on camera, whether it's Instagram, whether it's in person, have zero fears. Nobody have zero fears. That's a human nature to feel fear, because it kind of keeps us alive in one respect. But also our brain doesn't differentiate the difference between what's a real danger and what's a made up danger sometimes. But I think it's important to acknowledge it's how we deal with the fear that's key. And even courage is about being fearful, but doing it anyway. So that's really good that you've been stepping into yourself, and decision making is always a good trait of a leader as well. So First of all, you got to lead yourself before you lead others. So those are certainly some great things you've just shared there, particularly around the challenges. So thank you for opening up about that. So that's brilliant information. So in terms of, and also another thing I was going to touch on, I was just thinking then, one of your points, saying working in self-esteem and confidence, which is really important, what this whole, you know, podcast is about people having control over theirs, because you can. And I always say, if you're not working on your self-esteem every single day, in this day and age, you could be in trouble potentially, because there's too many triggers, too many challenges. There's great stuff in the world, but if you're not working on it constantly, particularly if you're in the growth area like ourselves, in the personal development world, if you're listening to this or watching this, you probably are as well. You've got to constantly do that, because as you grow more, there's going to be more challenges testing your self-esteem and confidence. So thank you for saying that point as well. That's another one I was going to touch on. So if you were trying to encourage women, or men, obviously you coach women predominantly. My kind of clients tend to be 50-50, but they really want to do something, for example, but they perhaps don't feel like they don't believe in themselves to do it. What kind of like top tips would you give them?
That's a great question. I think something which everyone experiences at some point. And what I would really say to that, it kind of circles very much back to what we was just talking about there with moving through the fear, because I think that's what it comes down to. So if somebody was wanting to do something but they were having trouble with finding the confidence to actually go ahead and do it, the first thing which I always like to play around with is just daring yourself to do it anyway, to kind of that feel the fear and do it anyway sort of an approach, because I do really like that. It's like when you, there's a saying, I think it goes something like, inaction breeds fear. So to me, it's like anything that you're fearful at, just dare yourself to run at it. And afterwards, it usually always doesn't seem as scary as it did before. So that's kind of the first approach. And if they're still kind of getting stuck there, they haven't quite kind of got the self-esteem within themselves yet to push themselves there, I would actually recommend my kind of two staple things, which is kind of the core of everything that I do and teach, and that is to know yourself and love yourself. So I'd get really curious first on the know yourself, because that actually has to come before you love yourself, because you can't love someone that you don't know. So, and I think like you mentioned kind of, again, the society that we're in, I think there's so many distractions around, there's social media, there's Netflix and that, the other, not that I don't love them things, because I do, but we have to take that time out to be like, hang on a minute, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? Who am I even now? Because you're always changing as well. So you've got to keep checking in with yourself, keep relearning who you are. So I'd be asking myself, or be asking this person to ask themselves, why do I actually want to do this? Why is it important to me? What is holding me back from it? What am I scared could happen? And then actually, what's the best case scenario? Because that's a question that we don't really ever think of. We're, again, with our brain protecting ourselves, it's always what could go wrong? What if this happens? What if I fail in that way? So just like maybe take a journaling exercise where you ask yourself, what could go right? What is all the things that I have to gain if I actually did this? So I'd just be wanting to get really curious with those sorts of questions, getting to know yourself. And a lot of the time, when you expose them things, when you actually shine a light on it, again, just doing that helps to dissipate it a lot of the time. And when you can really see why you want to do it and why it's important to you, that's a great motivation to go ahead with it as well.
Yeah, I love that point about getting the driver and what you're saying about the questions as well, because your emotions tend to be determined by your focus, and your focus can be determined by your questions, because asking yourself what could go wrong is a completely different question, because your brain always looks for the answer. I think who said it? I think it was Rob Dahl actually who said it. Your brain's like Google. It's kind of in the kind of what's the term I'm looking for, but analogy I guess he was describing. Is that it does look for whatever you ask it, like Google does. Like if you Googled, right, what's the death rate of something right now, or what's going wrong in the world, or what's horrible happened today, you're going to Google a load of bad stuff. And then if you Google, right, what's awesome about this day, or what are the great achievements of 2020, if we look back or something, what's been great about the year, it'll find the answer, and your brain's the same. So, definitely. I always love that one as well. So it's always good to kind of reflect on your questions, as well as just getting them out of your head sometimes, getting onto paper, but ask yourself those good quality questions, like you said, what could go right, as opposed to what's going to go wrong.
That's so true. And I think everything you're saying about the questions there is, I totally agree. And it is true. Your subconscious mind is literally on 24/7, and it's always working for you based on the questions you're asking. So I think it was Tim Ferriss actually who also said the quality of your life is determined by the quality of the questions you ask, which is another good one to kind of get you thinking and get you refocusing. And yeah, it's a really simple way to just start to refocus your brain, to start to retrain your brain in another direction, to just simply pose the question and allow yourself to release it, because that subconscious mind is always ticking away in the back, and you'll be surprised about the thoughts that might come up to you throughout the day after just simply putting that question out there in the morning.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. It's Tony Robbins said that quote, the quality of your questions, the quality of your questions determines the quality of your life. But then he says there's a couple of other things. He said direct, it's like your relationships determine the quality of your life, who you hang out with. I think that's very true as well. But yeah, I think what you said about the brain ticking away, even if you put it out there and you're like, it doesn't come up with an answer always straight away. It might be one of those shower moments. It might be when you're on a run. Usually for me, I don't know about you, Midi, but it's usually when it's something with silence or less hectic, certainly, whether it is that run in silence, whether it is that, I'm not a massive meditation person, but I do it. I do more priming in the morning than silent sitting. But it's usually in those cases when my brain's like, to that question I've asked earlier. Don't know about you, is it kind of the case for you when sometimes you're stuck on a question and then you come up with the answer in less hectic times?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the shower's a big one for everyone, to be honest with you. And I read a really interesting article about the kind of the crashing of the water releasing certain energies, basically, that kind of stimulates thought and connection to the universe and things like that. So I thought that was really interesting, because definitely people have a lot of things come to them in the shower. And yeah, I think it's even interesting, you know, you said that you're not really a big meditation person. However, obviously kind of showers and going for a run and doing things like that are meditative activities. And I think, again, that's something that people kind of don't realize, that it's actually a little bit easier, and that they're probably already doing it in some way in their life already. But yeah, those are definitely great moments. Those just kind of moments when your brain, and I think for me, it's obviously I am very led by my spirituality. And to me, I think those moments, your kind of spirit, the universe, however you want to call it, your inner guidance, your intuition can kind of, you can hear it, because you have to get that moment of silence where you can actually listen to yourself.
Yeah, definitely. And you can't have a conversation with yourself if you're always constantly busy. So I like that. But yeah, I do still allow myself personally to sit in silence and do that 20 minutes of silent just because I know it's what I need and it feels good afterwards, even if you we're all running around, but there's always time for the most important things. So yeah, absolutely, that's brilliant. So that's been some great value, Millie. Just before we sort of like close off, is there anything else you would share about manifestation, or perhaps anything else you'd like to give to the listeners today?
Wow, what a question. I think maybe if it's something that you are kind of just being introduced to here, you could do definitely a bit more, a deep dive would be great, obviously, because I think it is a huge concept, and I think it can seem a lot of people that I've spoke to have kind of said it seems a bit overwhelming to them because they don't really understand what it means or how it works. So you can definitely do a deep dive into all that stuff. There's a lot of different loads of resources out there, but I think also it can be very simple, and you can start today by just setting an intention or asking yourself a question. So a really great way to mix these two, and again, it's kind of, it's opening up your mindset, it's energetically opening you up to a lot of stuff, is to think about what you want. So for example, maybe you want, you've been struggling with your confidence. You could ask yourself in the morning, show me how I could get more confident. And then just leave it at that. You've set your intention and you've opened up that question for your subconscious mind, for your conscious mind, for the universe to start showing you some signs, to start getting a few inner knowings, a few thoughts might pop up in your head, a few different situations, and you never know how it's going to come to you. And that's the exciting part of it. You might meet someone, who knows, but just pose, see what your intention is, and pose yourself a question that would allow that to be shown to you.
Love it. Love bringing back to the questions again. Really, really, it's a really simplistic aspect, but it's just so, so powerful as well, I feel. Certainly.
Yeah, for me, great way to get started.
It can change your life. Just, you know, it could be at the moment you ask yourself that question of, what am I doing here? Or what do I really want to feel? What do I really want in life? You know, that is a big question. But it's a very simple thing. Obviously, take action on what you decide, but else nothing's going to change. But yeah, brilliant about the questions. Always big fan of that. So, Minnie, it's been fantastic talking today, and I've really valued you coming on. Before we sort of close off, finally, if people want to find some more from you and get some more information about you, where can they find you?
Yes, absolutely. So people can find me on Instagram. I'm usually there a lot. That's Minnie Courtney. And that's really the best place to find me. Anything else I do is always linked on there. And I'm sharing very regularly lots of different manifesting tips, mindset tips. So I do some live trainings and things like that. So, yeah.
Ah, brilliant. Yeah. We'll link that in the description as well. So if you're listening, you can find Minnie there. So thanks again, Minnie, and we will conclude there. But thank you very much, everyone, for listening
thanks
today.
For having me. It's been great being here. Thank you.
It's great having you, and I will catch you all in the next episode.